Now I'd like to turn the program over to Art Downey, and he'll take it from here. Go ahead, Art.
Thank you, Jim. What I would like to do to start us off is introduce Colonel Rick Johnson, who is the current commandant of USMAPS. I talked to him briefly and asked him if he could bring us up to date on some of the things that are going on at the academy, which is where the USMAPS is located now. And so I will turn the screen over to Rick. If you'll unmute yourself, Rick, and then you've got the...
Is that me? Yes. The echo.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. First off, can everybody hear me? If I could just get a good thumbs up.
Yeah, a little bit more volume if you could do it.
Okay, yeah, I've tried. I think this is about as good as I'm going to be able to get today. Unfortunately, we're on holiday block leave, and my IT staff has already departed. So the limiting factor may be my technical ability. Definitely not hired for that. Okay, and if everybody could just check their mics out, I'm hearing a little bit of a feedback.
We need to mute mics, everybody.
Okay.
Hey, Art, can you hear me?
Yes. Who asked?
Go ahead, Colonel.
Okay, for everybody, thank you for the time today. I can't share with you enough how much I've enjoyed my time at the prep school so far. I'm USMA class of 99, and this is the first time I've been back when I took command of the prep school back in June. Just checking, I'm hearing a little bit of a volume. Can everybody understand me though?
Yeah.
Yes.
I got you.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to try to share my screen right now, if you don't mind. I've got, it looks like sharing is disabled on my end right now. That's okay. This is more conversational. What I was hoping to do is give you about a 5-minute rundown on...
Colonel, I've just muted everyone, so you go ahead and unmute yours again, because I included you.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, and thanks. I think that fixed it. I'm not hearing the feedback on my end anymore. So hopefully that's the same for everybody. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Oaks. Thank you.
Yes.
Just kind of what I'm hoping to do is maybe just take about 5 minutes, give you an update on what your prep school is doing, and then I'll be ready to receive a few questions. And if you want to expand that to the broader West Point community and kind of our whole of academy efforts, I'm more than happy to discuss those. One of the great things about being back here at West Point with the prep school is I would say we're more closely aligned to the academy mission than potentially ever before. Now, as any good maneuverist will tell you, and I'm a field artillery by trade, but I picked this up during my fire support years, you always want to stay at least one terrain feature away from the action. We're up at the northern end of the reservation. We're by Washington Gate. So you can't see kind of the main campus area, the plain and all the barracks, but it's a quick drive. So it's really the healthiest relationship you can get. We're here. The superintendent is extremely supportive of our mission here. He sees the value in the prep school, and our graduates, our prepsters, are having a great impact every year as they join and they become the vanguard of each class. I imagine that is a timeless theme. That was probably what you saw in your day as well. But there are a lot of differences, and hopefully I'll be able to contrast those. But overall,
Colonel, let me stop a minute. Let me share a screen just for anybody who doesn't know the location. I've got a couple of slides prepared so they'll know where you're located. So hang on just a second. Let me see if I remember how to do this.
Sure.
Okay. All right, this is the academy, guys. Here's the plane down here, Mikey Stadium. And right up here is where the prep school is located. As he said, right near Washington Gate, right there. See that? Okay, and let me show you one more of the prep school itself. Okay, here's the layout of the prep school. Washington Gate's right here. There's all the gymnasium, the barracks or whatever, track, football field, and I guess other practice fields there. Okay, I'm going to stop my share and you go back to work, sir.
No, that's perfect. Thank you very much, sir. That is perfect. And that highlights one of my points. We have got an incredible facility here. We moved up from Fort Monmouth in 2011. The class of 2012 was our first class to go through in the new facility. And that's a huge strength. It's great with incredible vision. The commandant at the time, Colonel Ty Rugenstein, designed it. It's a purpose-built facility for our mission at the prep school. It's very much a strength of our program here. But really, it's the shell. The greatness of the prep school is our dedicated staff and our cadet candidates themselves. That's what makes, at least for myself and Command Sergeant Major Sam Bear, coming into work every day, it's just reinvigorating. We like to joke, we have found the fountain of youth, and it is the USMA Prep School for the leaders who want to come and serve here. So here's where you'll probably see a lot of differences between when the members on the Zoom today came through the prep school and what you would find today. Our staff is mostly GS employees, government, full-time, Department of the Army civilians. We don't have contractors. Even our athletic coaching staff are GS employees. So full-time, professional Department of the Army civilian staff. We have a small cadre of green suiters, and then you'll find that at the headquarters element and then with our tactical department as well. We've got, we are arranged in a battalion now of three companies. At each company, you'll have a tactical officer, usually a senior captain or a junior major, and then a tactical NCO, which is usually a senior sergeant first class or a newly promoted master sergeant. And then again, we've got a very small staff at the battalion for our tactical department as well. They're charged with everything from UCMJ to our military skills and competency, and really ensuring that we shepherd the cadet candidates through the renomination and requalification process for West Point. The staff, it's the same staff you'd see just about on any brigade in the US Army. We're arranged the same way. And one of the big benefits we have is we still use the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So it's Article 15, just like you would see in any era in any unit in the Army, which is a little bit of a contrast from what you see when you go down the hill to the Corps of Cadets, and they've got a very West Point specific disciplinary system. So you can really plug and play a soldier out of the Army. They'll come here to the prep school and everything will be familiar for them. And it's a good opportunity as a year of transition and being prepared for the next class. A little bit about the cadet candidates themselves. So I think one big contrast is we take a majority of our cadet candidates every year from the civilian sector. We have unfortunately seen less and less prior service soldiers taken from the ranks. There's a couple reasons for that. First, we have, as our recruited soldiers have increased in quality decade over decade, you will increasingly find a lot of soldiers that are fully qualified for direct admission straight into West Point, more than at any time in our history. So about half of our prior service soldiers will go directly into the next class at USMA, and about half will come to the prep school. So we have less to draw from. The other thing is we're in a little bit of a competition. The transition opportunities for our soldiers, our first term soldiers who are coming up at the end of their 3 or 4 year enlistment, they've got some great options. They can go through up to 6 months internships. They can get any variety of technical skills, very, very stable, secure, and well-paying jobs. So if you have a highly competent soldier and you're presenting them with some options, they can go be a journeyman welder, HVAC repair, make a good stable earning with some back in their hometown, or you can present them with the option to come to West Point for 4 or 5 years. It's a little bit of a personal choice at that point. It's a good problem to have because we're taking care of our soldiers, but we're very conscious at the prep school that that's a little bit of a competition, a healthy competition we'll have as we're competing for talent out in the ranks. So this year, we have a capacity for 245 cadet candidates each year at the prep school. That's based on our capacity at the barracks and what we're staffed at to keep a good, healthy instructor to student ratio. Of that, we had 38 were prior service enlisted this year, And that's out of a class that started with 223. So we have excess capacity. And as I've been telling all my brigade command and battalion command friends out in the force, we have room. We need soldiers to take that first step and enter the admissions process. And I think we're making some good headway with that, especially with the outreach we've been able to resume with the lifting of a lot of COVID travel restrictions. Now our admissions officers can go out to the units, hold an event. And we just had one for the 173rd in Italy last week where we got 49 applicants right there on site. So I think we're going to start getting healthier in the next few years. The appetite is there. We just have to reach those soldiers. About 50% of our student makeup is underrepresented minority groups. Now, this is an important aspect of the prep school. Now, we can serve as a pathway to ensure that we get the right leaders into the academy. I think everybody can accept the premise that an army in a free nation should reflect the demographics of the citizens of that free nation. And certainly West Point should reflect the demographics of the army. We have a challenge when we just leave that to the open nomination process through the admissions system. But we know that we can create fully qualified applicants to join that next class and really keep those class composition goals in line with the army and with America. We have increased amounts of recruited athletes. I think that's a large change as well. This reflects the academy. At West Point right now, one out of every four cadets plays a Division I sport. We have a full athletic department. Wow. We're competitive in every NCAA sport and a lot of sports that aren't NCAA sanctions. We're the national champions in men's rugby, for example. And so one out of every four cadets down the hill, because we've got a very small student body, is a Division I athlete. The way you see that at the prep school is we are running at about half. Right now, about half of our cadet candidates will be recruited athletes. And of course, with very few exceptions, we're taking those directly out of high schools. The way we've got our curriculum set up for the year, it reflects the fact that our mission is to prepare the students for our day, for their reception day with the next class. We made a very conscious decision about a decade ago not to pursue Middle States accreditation. We are not a college. If a candidate leaves here, they do not get a transcript. They cannot apply those credits elsewhere. We do that specifically so we can focus on each individual. If we know that they have a key development need, we can do that and not worry about our accreditation or worry about any other graduation requirement. That allows our staff and faculty a little bit of flexibility to ensure that every one of our cadet candidates is ready for the challenge next year and that we have addressed all the academic risk, all the physical risk, and any military skills that might be lacking to ensure that they are ready to go for the next year. That's an important part because we have a lot of people who consider this, is it an extra plebe year to give them a preview? It's not. Is it a redshirt year for the athletes? I guarantee you it is not. Is it a fifth year? No, it is not. This is quite simply a year to prepare that class for the next year at West Point and to create that cohesive team that is gonna form the core of, in this case, the class of 27. So that's kind of our one over the world. I just wanted to kind of highlight that. Hopefully I've been able to provide a little bit of an outlook on where we are and how we've changed over the years and how we've adapted to some of the emerging trends and ultimately supported West Point. As I said at the beginning, I've told my friend, this is the best job in the Army. I had no idea this was a slated brigade command position until I actually saw the preference list, and this was right at the top. I'm so glad I made that choice because it's put me right in contact with arguably the best, most motivated, most capable group of young Americans you could hope to find. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, sir, if you'd like to moderate any questions or whatnot. If you don't have a question right now, but remember it a couple days from now, I'll drop my contact info in the comments. Feel free to reach out. We are your prep school as much as we are your academy as well. And we want to ensure that we create those links with our graduates when possible. Thank you for your time today.